Sorry, Philip, if you said something, you were on mute.
I said I'm happy for us to proceed. Thank you, Sam.
Very good, very good. So, hi there, everybody. Welcome. Lovely to see you all. I hope that my Wi-Fi is not glitchy this evening, because it was a little bit glitchy earlier. Are you all hearing me okay? Yeah. Okay. Excellent. If it does get glitchy, I will stop my video, and that will help, I suspect. So I should introduce myself. First of all, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Sam Clark, and I'm the secretary of the David Lean Cinema campaign. And I would like to welcome you all to the annual general meeting.
Yes, you are coming and going, Sam. So perhaps you could switch your pictures off.
That's as the gain entry to the meeting. But it's good that so many of you were able to attend this evening. And I look forward to hearing from some of you perhaps a bit later. In the interim, if you could put yourself on mute and then remember to take yourself off mute, obviously, if you want to talk. That would be super. I guess we should begin by saying that the cinema really does rely on the support of you, our customers, and your loyalty, and it's very and also the generous time that we get from our volunteers, and I know that many of you volunteer too. So we're delighted with you to have you tonight with us, and so that you can hear about our progress as a cinema. And it's probably worth saying too that we're loving being back in business. You know, it was a long time that we were closed, and although we're looking backwards and doing a review, it's worth saying, I think, that it's nice to be able to reopen the doors again and welcome you all back in. I hope you've all seen some good films already, and I know that I have too. So welcome for those of you who've just joined. I'm just doing some introductions. So admin, first of all, that's part of my job, to just orientate you. There are some documents which normally I would be distributing in the cinema, but we've had to obviously improvise. So those documents, the relevant documents for tonight's meeting, have been shared in advance in the website for those of you who are eagle-eyed and noticed that in the newsletter, but it's also if you go into the website front page, you'll find the details of the tonight's AGM, and you'll find those documents by simply clicking on the ticker tape details that go past on the first page. Click on those and you'll follow the link, and you'll see some highlighted links to the documents that are going to be used in tonight's meeting. If you're interested in any particular document, just click on it and you will be able to read it as you would as if it was in your hand. But we will make things easy for you though, because we'll share the screen of any relevant documents that we think you might want to see as we go through. And that will particularly be relevant, I think, in the treasurer's section of the report. This is the first time that we've tried this by Zoom. So you are our guinea pigs, if you like. So please bear with us, because we're all learning here, as you may well be too. Although I think we're all much more familiar with Zoom than we really want to be after the lockdown. But we have Roger as our operations manager, who's our techie guru, who's waving, who is going to be able to assist if any of you do have any technical queries. We are in very safe hands with Roger. We should explain that although when we were planning our AGM, the COVID restrictions were being lifted, we felt it was still too uncertain a time to be confident about a physical meeting. So, and also some of our committee members and also some of our patrons were still a little bit nervous about coming together in a physical meeting. So we felt that actually in the circumstances, a Zoom meeting was a good alternative. And just for your information, we've conducted all of our committee meetings for the last goodness knows how many months by Zoom. And we've had that, we've adjusted, I think, to that. And we only just had our first in-person committee meeting last month, where most of us remarked that we'd all aged remarkably well in the circumstances in the last couple of years. So let me start by perhaps doing some introductions in terms of the committee itself. So rather than draining and going around the room, I just ask the committee members who are present to wave so we can see who you are. There's a few waving there. Excellent. Tonight, who we're going to be hearing from mostly will be, after I've done this introduction, will be our chairman, Philip Howard, who is there in the beard, and our treasurer, Margaret Shudig, who will be going through our financial report. So Roger, can I ask you, just if you would be so kind to share the agenda document so that we can all anticipate the, if you can, the, if not, I can refer to it. But
just a moment. So it was the one document I didn't get ready, but I've got it on my other screen.
Don't worry. And Roger, tell me if I am cutting in and out a wee bit, I can go off camera if you think that's better, but let me know. So the agenda, and Roger will bring it up in a second, that we plan to cover tonight, we'll spend the majority of the time on on two aspects, really. The report on the work of the campaign in the period March 2019 to April 2020, and the period March 2020 to April 21 by Philip. And then we'll turn to the report of the accounts by Margaret. And I would ask that if you have any questions that relate to any of the topics that we cover, that you use the hands up functionality on Zoom. So if you go down to the toolbar at the bottom and you see the one that says reactions, you see that? And there's a little thing that says raise hand. And you'll see I've just pressed mine and there's a little yellow hand that's been raised. If you could do that after each section, if you have any comments that you want to make or you want to ask a question. And then afterwards, just remember to lower hand by pressing the lower hand button and then the hand goes away. I'm sure you've all done that a million times, but it's just the easiest way of doing, of asking questions or making remarks. And it means that we don't all end up talking across each other and the meeting can go and flow a little bit better if we do it that way. And then we'll turn to each of you in turn who've put your hands up just to make sure that we've got your comments. Also, when you're not speaking, please could you ensure, as Roger mentioned at the beginning, that you've put yourself on mute. Because otherwise the background noises, like Stephen drinking, it can get a little bit distracting. And also just to remind you that we are recording this meeting, for those of you who arrived a little bit late, we did signal that in advance. And by attending this meeting, you are giving your consent to that recording. If you are uncomfortable recording, or have been recorded, then this is your time to drop from the meeting. Okay, so that's all the admin, I think, in terms of what we want to cover. Hopefully you'll find tonight's proceedings informative. And we'll start by turning to you, Philip, to give us your report. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Sam. And hello, everybody. It's been good looking at the faces here and the list of participants and, you know, seeing many familiar faces and names, key volunteers of ours and other stakeholders and, you know, some of our most loyal customers. So, yeah, got a great selection of people here. Thank you for coming. And I'll echo what Sam said earlier, you know, a general thank you to everybody who's supported us over the past few years, because, you know, it has been a difficult process. Of course, it pales in comparison with what a lot of other people have been through, but, you know, nevertheless, it's a tricky situation for us to get through running the cinema. And it's been, you know, it's been really important to know that people value the cinema and that we're doing something that, you know, that is appreciated, and that, you know, that it's been worth doing all this in order to come back as we have been able to do. So thank you to everybody concerned. So you may have seen my written report. So I'll just, you know, canter through the what's happened over the last couple of years. You know, actually, this goes all the way back to April 2019. And I am slightly hazy about some of the details of what happened throughout 2019. But I know that we were, you know, fundamentally in business as usual. We were probably averaging 800, 900 ticket sales per month. We had several guests over the course of 2019, often students from the Brit School who would be showing their short films you know, three or four times a month. We've had a glitch in trying to get that going again, but we hope to get back on track with that. And, you know, it was always great to listen to them explain their motivations and their ambitions in cinema. We had other partnerships. The Spoken Word partnership continued then. We were doing screenings for Dementia Friendly screenings, Babies in Arms screenings, and continuing, as we had in previous years, to mark events such as Black History Month, for example, in October of that year, and LGBT History Month as well. There's Women's History Month and Holocaust Memorial Day that we also support. So yes, we will have supported Holocaust Memorial Day, and some events, of course, will have got caught up in what happened next. The winter of 2019-20 started quite slowly in terms of ticket sales, traditionally a key period for us with the films coming up for the Oscars. That was a bit slower that year, but then we had a really good early 2020. I noted we'd sold about 1,200 tickets in February of 2020, which is about as many as we possibly can sell. You know, the way that the cinema is operated at the moment, the number of screenings that we're able to put on, the capacity of the auditorium and so forth. And, you know, we were looking to a very good end of the winter, start of the spring as well, with Parasite, Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Emma, all to show. But then, of course, you know, the pandemic hit us, all sorts of consequences for people across society, which I shan't attempt to cover, but just to say, you know, that in the cinema, we had to just change things over a matter of days, suddenly cancel all our screenings. Margaret and her team doing a great effort in refunding our ticket holders, getting in touch with people about that. Of course, nobody knew how long it was going to last. And so we sort of kept a watching brief for the first few months. David Lavelli, our external relations manager, can't be with us tonight, but is sends his best wishes. He adapts our newsletter to feature the what films to watch at home. And as case numbers came down in the summer, we worked with Croydon Council on a reopening plan. I remember dialing into an optimistic reopening meeting when I was on holiday in Scotland in the in August. But then, of course, in September, it all changed. So it became clear that we would not be returning to the normal way of the David Lean cinema, and that we would be, you know, shut down through the winter. So at that point, we started doing, perhaps belatedly with hindsight, but nobody had hindsight, we started doing what other cinemas have been doing and having a launch at, launching a watch at home facility. So you'll remember the many films that featured in the newsletter, some of them major titles such as The Father, others of them small titles, not all of which I claim to have watched, but certainly did see some fascinating ones that wouldn't have got a UK cinema release. So we were able to bring those to you. Colleagues, including Roger, were instrumental in making that technically possible and allowing you to access that through the website, for which we're very grateful. So that was our cinema activity at the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021. Now, this AGM formally is for the business until the 31st of March, but of course, you know, I'm going to go on and say that we had the reopening process. Cinemas were just starting to reopen at the end of the financial year. It was a very gradual process, and you know, we are dependent on our relationship with Croydon Council, who as a public authority were taking a more cautious approach than private businesses were. And so a lot of hard work was done by Heather and Deborah and others on the committee to get us into a position where they were satisfied by our risk assessment and that we were keeping folks at least a metre apart at all times and all of that. And that led eventually to our permission to reopen. And I was very glad that we were able to push that, to get that done by the end of October, so that we could show Summer of Soul amongst our opening films and thus mark Black History Month. A brilliant film, which I hope people will take an opportunity to see somehow, as it may win the Best Documentary Oscar. So that's what happened within the cinema. Within the committee itself, we had some change. Our long-serving secretary, John Ingman, had been suffering from ill health, and eventually he had to stand down, and then he passed away in the summer of 2021. He left a considerable legacy in Croydon, not just with us, with the judiciary, with churches, with other voluntary organisations. There was a memorial service to him. I hope you'll have seen the notices in our newsletter about that, and the campaign made a contribution to the charity that he wished to be supported in his memory. So that is that, you know, just a major, John's a major part of what we did for many years and a great support to myself and others. We have a new start in front of us as an organisation. The numbers of people coming back to cinema has been gradually growing as we come along. We've been working together as a committee for quite a long time, and there are possibilities coming up for people who would like to contribute either to committee roles or to other volunteering opportunities that we have. So, I'm going to echo a call that's been made through the newsletter recently, that if you're interested in contributing to what we do, whether increasing your contribution as an existing volunteer or, you know, joining us as a volunteer for the first time, then please do get in touch with us. We can have a conversation about the opportunities, the roles that are available, and figure out what would be best for you, for your interests and skills. So that's my prepared speech. I realise people may have two AGMs worth of questions bottled up. So now is your chance. Thank you.
So just a reminder, if you have a question, just either physically put your hand up if you can't hit the button, or go down into reactions and hit raise my hand.
And physically raising your hand may be a bit tricky, because I for one can only see seven people on screen at the moment, so we may miss you. So if you can do the hand raising, then that's the most reliable way of making your presence known.
Nobody is raising their hand at the moment. No. If somebody wants to jump in, they could unmute themselves.
So if a question does occur to you or an observation, then we have still got opportunities later in the agenda and or any other business. So, you know, if something comes into your head that's relating to what Philip's just said, there's always an opportunity later.
Okay, thank you very much. Hand over for now then.
Okay, so going back to the agenda, now we're going to ask Margaret to report on the accounts for these periods. Margaret, over to you.
Okay, I'm muting myself. You should have the opportunity to see, to look at two reports, one for each of the 2 years. And unlike Philip, I'm afraid I do have to divide things into 2 years because that's the way it works with money. So for the first year, although Philip has said, the first year that we're reporting on was almost like every other year, except for the final 2 weeks. Yeah, it was only the final 2 weeks when the shutters came down and we had to close. But apart from that, it ran, the year ran as every other year does. We showed films, we took the money from the patrons, and we paid for the films that we showed. And we made, as you will see from this final sheet of the accounts, which are done, the final version is done not by me, but by our accountants. We made a profit of £2,623. I'm quite happy to answer any questions that anybody may have, either as I'm going along or at the end.
Margaret, there is just the point to make around the sale of merchandise that we split the arts bar into a separate community interest company. I believe that would explain the change that people might see there.
Yes, during the year, we made the decision to split the arts bar into a separate company so that some of these goods are to do with opening stock of the arts bar, the beer, the crisps and so on, and some of it are to do with, I can't quite see what it would be. I don't have to look at my own notes. I'm looking at the right account, this one. Some of the stock is to do with that. And some of the materials being purchased, for example, would be for the films, and some of them would be for goods for the arts bar. Unless anyone has any questions about the first year.
Margaret, just one thing from me. Just in terms of the maintenance of the equipment in the cinema,
Yes. Is
that something that the council pays for, or is that something that comes out of our coffers?
Well, it's both. Some of the things we pay for, some of the things the council pays for. Perhaps Roger could speak more about that than me. I know obviously I pay bills, but he keeps an eye on the equipment. We've paid for quite a lot in the past year, but it doesn't all happen in these previous years.
In the period up to our reopening,
yes,
the council paid for certain things. In fact, most things.
Yeah.
That in hardware terms. But things have changed for post this period.
Yes.
Post the period that we're talking about.
The report for the year that's just about to conclude.
But in these two periods, the council did pay for hardware, with the exception of seating in the auditorium.
Yes, which we have paid for extensively, although not in this period that we're talking about, I don't think.
I think that's probably in the 2019 property repairs and maintenance. That's probably, we had a large seat repair period,
yes,
didn't we,
Adrian,
one summer?
I don't know when the dates were, but I think it was before this year. And I can't see Adrian anymore. Yeah, I know he's here.
But during these periods, there was a convention of by gentleman's handshake almost, that the council paid for certain things and we paid for other things. I can't get the list out of my head, but I'm sure I could write it down somewhere.
I'm not sure it was this year that I'm talking about, or it was the following year that we paid for some equipment for the we got from Chichester that you obtained from Chichester.
No, that was
that this year?
That was just prior to reopening, so it was last summer.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is so in the
We share the costs. We pay for some things, they pay for others. And traditionally, that's been the case.
Up until the period that we'll talk about the next AGM.
The next thing, the next time, that's the property repairs and maintenance on the list there. I don't think there's anything, unless anyone has any questions about that year, which was a very traditional year. We move on to the second year. Roger Kaput. Ah, yes, thank you, you did it already. So the second year, so the year that finished a year ago, in 31st of March, 2021, this was the year that we were closed all the year. And since we had put the staff on furlough, obviously we had wages to pay, some of it if we recovered from the government, but we had some commissions for the films we screened on viewing at home. We had to pay insurance because we were operating as a company. And we had to pay accountancy bills related to the salary payments and the costs of furlough. So we did have a loss. An unavoidable loss once we had decided to furlough staff, which we did think was the best thing to do under the circumstances. The decision we made at the time when lockdown happened. Not very much income. If anyone has any other questions, I'd be happy to talk about that. I can't see if anybody's got.
No one has. I think it was all, I think it's all fairly clear and we can see it very clearly on the screen, Margaret.
Yes.
So. No one's got their hand up. So, Margaret, that then turns to you to just to talk about the appointment of the accountants, really.
Yes, obviously, we have external accountants who oversee my work each year, and the accountants we've always used the same accountants, which are Cruise and Burke, which are close by the police station in Croydon. They've now been taken over by. Working in conjunction with, no doubt they would prefer, I'm not sure, a company called Accutax, but I've had no, we've continued to use them in the same way. So we would like to get the meeting's approval to continue to work with them. So could we ask Sam if for general approval, please?
Yes, do we have general approval to continue working with our accountants who have changed name recently? Anybody got any concerns? Raise them now.
Sue's got a question.
No, I think she was just affirming with a thumb.
Oh, right.
Okay. I think we're getting very, very, very sophisticated with our reactions now. But no one seems to be objecting. So I think we can take that as a nod. So thank you very much. So moving on to the appointment of the committee, which falls back to me again. So as of this period, all of the current committee members assembles have agreed to remain in post. And so the proposal is that they would be re-elected tonight. But as Philip has suggested, you know, and we had mentioned in advance of this meeting, we are looking for volunteers for specific positions going forward, and also general interest in taking up roles. So I think if any volunteers are on this call and would be interested, particularly in the position of treasurer, Margaret's position, which she's held for some time, and the volunteer coordinator, Heather's position, similarly, and would be interested in learning more about those positions with a view to, you know, talking about them more, then please do use that little button, or come forward after the meeting and just express your interest about learning more. You don't have to commit, obviously, in the first conversation, but just to have a general chat about it would be something that we would welcome, either about those two roles or any general roles. We'll have more, we hope, to report on this at the next AGM, which is likely to be in September. And if we are in the position where we have more volunteers for suitable roles, then we may have to have a special meeting to decide who is going to be elected into a role. Following the announcement or the encouragement in the newsletter recently, we have had a couple of people come forward just to express an early interest. And so, but we could do with a few more to do the same. So we'll have more to report on that in the next AGM, which is likely, as I said, to be in September. But for the moment, the proposal is that we would re-elect the committee members this evening. Anybody have any objections, please let us know. But if not, I think we would say thank you to the committee members for their sterling efforts during the last few years when we've done all of this by Zoom, as I've said. And thank you for the organisation, I think, involved in trying to reopen the cinema, which was, as Philip said in his remarks, was fairly sizable in terms of trying to encourage the council to let us reopen. Okay, so if everybody's comfortable with that, then we should turn to the final item on the agenda, which is any other business. So does anybody want to raise anything in this section? This is your last opportunity if you would like to say a few remarks or raise any questions that you may have. And if you're struggling with the reaction button, just take yourself off mute and we'll just go crazy in this last bit and just see if we have anybody who wants to make any remarks.
Hello, I think people aren't saying much. I just wondered if anyone would like to say anything about the programming that we've been doing recently. Does anyone have any comments or think there's things we've missed out on?
Now that, for those of you who couldn't see who was speaking, that was Janet. And Janet's a committee member. And she is, with a few others, responsible for programming. So be interested to see if any of you have any comments.
And I mean, I'll add, while people are thinking about that, it's been an interesting transitional time. You know, we've seen films, of course, move online during the pandemic, and also the rise of the streaming services. So you have quite a few films that are released on Netflix. In the early days of Netflix films, they wouldn't let their films into the cinemas at all, or only into Curzon cinemas. And we'll admit we were taken by surprise somewhat, but we actually were able to show The Power of the Dog and The Lost Daughter. And, you know, we did so quite belatedly, and it's always a tricky decision about those films, because we know people have Netflix at home and people watch films at home. I certainly do. And so, but we also know that not everybody does, and also that a lot of these films are watched best on the big screen. So there is a balance to strike there, and you know, as with many things these days, we're making our way in a situation that you know, that didn't exist before. So that's certainly one aspect of programming. But yes, I'd be really interested to hear thoughts that anybody else has about it.
Disappeared. Watch is back.
Well, I guess, Philip, that it's worth saying that if, you know, this isn't the only opportunity that people have to raise any comments that they have about the programming or thoughts about films that we might want to be thinking about. So if there are people who, you know, and they think, oh gosh, you know, I wish I had shared that, then, you know, you can always get in touch with one of us, and we can have a chat about it.
Absolutely. Or pigeonhole me when I'm at the cinema to watch Souvenir Part 2 tomorrow, which I'm really looking forward to. The Souvenir Part 1 was one of the films that I saw from home during lockdown, having not caught it at the cinema, and it was an unexpected treat, which is why it's in part one of the reasons it's in our program this time. So there's an opportunity to pigeonhole me, but if you see other committee members at the cinema and they're looking available for a conversation, then yes, come and bother us.
And similarly, if you have any ideas about where we might be able to source new volunteers for some of the roles that we talked about earlier, that, you know, that we may not have thought of in terms of sources, then do shout, because we're very interested in new ideas. So, Philip, we're now 8:10. If you're comfortable, I think, and there's no other questions, I think we draw it to a close. Is that right?
I think so. It's been very good to see people. So if there are no other questions, then yeah, as Sam says, just get in touch with us anytime. And we hope that, you know, you continue to enjoy what the cinema has to offer. Keep telling your friends, your neighbours, etc. Let's, you know, we are now coming up to 8 years since we reopened the cinema. Had a tricky patch, obviously. So, you know, I hope we can set ourselves in a good position to be here for many years to come. So thanks again for your support.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.